All righty. We continue this morning our study in 1 Samuel. Going off a little bit of what Mike just read in Isaiah 53, we have turned everyone to his own way. That's what Israel did. Israel had turned away from the God that they were taught, and they turned to their own ways. They had turned to idols. They had turned back to thinking about how great they were because God favored them, or because they did the things that they were supposed to do. Oh, look how good I am. Look how good a Christian I am. I give to the people. I go to church every Sunday. That's what Israel did. And they forgot who they are. They forgot that their righteousness is as filthy rags. I forget that all the time. Oh, how easy it is to forget who is truly in control of what's going on around us. Israel had forgotten. In our last study, the people of Israel were instructed by Samuel to turn away from their idols and turn to the Lord for salvation. Samuel offered up prayer for the people, but only after they had put away their idols and prepared their hearts unto the Lord and served him only, as it reads in verse 4 of chapter 6. Chapter 7. And then Samuel had gathered all of Israel into one place, the whole country of Israel into one place, Mizpah. And they drew water and poured it out before the Lord. We read that in verse 6. Robert Hawker wrote this about the water. He says, the ceremony of pouring out water before the Lord was probably carried with the idea of real sorrow and weeping of the soul by reason of transgression. End of quote. When we have seen our true state, when we see what we are before God, when God has revealed the sin that is in us, when we see our true state before a holy God, we cannot help but cry out, we have sinned against our Maker. When God has revealed the severity of our sin before Him, we cry out for His mercy. So let's this morning continue in verse 7. 1 Samuel chapter 7, verse 7. And when the Philistines heard that the children of Israel were gathered together in Mizpah, the lords of the Philistines went up against Israel. And when the children of Israel heard it, they were afraid of the Philistines. And the children of Israel said to Samuel, cease not to cry unto the Lord our God for us, that he will save us out of the hands of the Philistines. The people of God looked to their high priest to intercede on their behalf, to pray for them in the storm that came up against them, to take their supplications before God that he might save them from that great storm. Yet why would a thrice holy God listen to the cries of those who have sinned against him continually? We see a picture of why in our very next text. In our very next verse, it's in chapter 7, verse 9. And Samuel took a sucking lamb and offered it for a burnt offering wholly unto the Lord. And Samuel cried unto the Lord for Israel, and the Lord heard him.
Yes, sir.
A sacrifice was given in their stead, an scapegoat. A substitute was sacrificed for their sakes. Samuel is a picture of the true high priest, Jesus Christ the Lord. The suckling lamb is a picture of the true spotless Lamb of God, Jesus Christ the Lord. Turn to the 10th chapter of Hebrews, will you? We're going to leave the Old Testament for the rest of this morning's study. You see, the blood of bulls and goats never took away the sins of the people, and God's true and chosen remnant knew this, just as you and I know it.
Amen.
All of God's people have received the same faith. Before his coming, and after his coming. Yes. In Ephesians 4:4 says, there is one body and one spirit, even as ye are called, in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. All of God's people, from the beginning of time till whenever it's over, have that same exact faith in Jesus Christ the Lord. Those before he came looked forward to what he would come, what he would do when he got here. Those of us afterwards, we look back to the works that he has done and those works alone. We all have faith, the same faith, in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
We all have that same faith that God, the same faith that Abraham had, God will provide himself a sacrifice. The works of those high priests was never done. They sacrificed continually, yet there is one whose work was accepted. One whose offering of blood was satisfying to God the Father. God received his payment for the blood that was shed and sprinkled on the mercy seat was his own. In the first verse of chapter 10 verse of Hebrews, for the law, having a shadow of good things to come and not the very image of the things, can never with those sacrifices which they offered year by year continually make the comers thereunto perfect. We can never work ourselves into perfection. Sin is ever present in all that we do.
Yes, sir.
Until the Lord takes us on to be with him, we will be fighting that war between the flesh and the spirit.
Yes, sir.
I don't want to sin, but I do. Just forgetting who my Lord is sinful. Thinking that I can do it on my own is sinful. Because I'm a sinner. I'm in the flesh. I thank the Lord that he takes me at times and cuts my legs out from underneath me so that I look to him and stop looking to me.
Yes, sir.
Maybe not too quick sometimes when it gets real painful, but eventually I get there. Verse 2. Hebrews 10 verse 2, for then would they not have ceased to be offered. If for some reason all those offerings, all that blood that was shed in the temple for Israel, if for some reason it was worth something, then they wouldn't have had to keep doing it, would they? Because that the worshipers once purged should have had no more conscience of sins. But in those sacrifices, there is a remembrance again made of sins every year. For it is not possible that the blood of bulls and goats should take away sins. Wherefore, when he cometh into the world, he saith, sacrifice and offering thou wouldest not, but a body thou hast prepared me.
Yes, sir.
What a wonder. What an awesome wonder it is to think our Lord and Savior was destined to receive a perfect body. One that was undefiled by the seed of Adam. One as holy as he is. God became flesh and dwelt among us. And we who were once dead in trespasses and sin have been regenerated, born again, made alive. We behold his glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. In the sixth verse of Hebrews 10, we read, in burnt offerings and sacrifices for sin, thou hast had no pleasure. Lord never took any pleasure in what those sacrifices were, but they pointed to the one he would. This is my son, in whom I'm well pleased, is what he said about Jesus.
Amen.
Then said I, lo, I come in the volume of the book, it is written of me, to do thy will, O God. Above, when he said, sacrifice and offering and burnt offerings and offering for sin thou wouldest not, neither hast pleasure therein, which are offered by the law. Then said he, lo, I come to do thy will, O God. He taketh away the first, that he may establish the second. By the which will we are sanctified, made holy, set apart through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all.
Amen. Amen.
I want to take just a moment here to consider those last two words. You see, free will Arminianism, they can take something like that real quick and say, see what the Bible says? For all. But that's not what that means. Not to mention, it wasn't in the original script. It wasn't in the original text. This is added by man. So if we just read it, by the which will we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once. Well, that word once means once, complete, done. It's once. That's it. Why? Why would it mean that? Because the blood was the blood of God. And God doesn't do anything wrong. It's all perfect. Everything He does is right. And the shedding of His blood only needed to be done once. Once does not mean for all of mankind, but it does mean for all time. Because of that one sacrifice, because of that one offering of the Lord Jesus Christ, those who belong to Him throughout of all time. Or in other words, once was all that was needed. Once accomplished its objective.
Yes, sir.
Our Lord said on the cross, "It is finished." And gave up the ghost. What do you think he meant by that?
It's finished.
Absolutely. Just want to make sure everybody was on that same boat. Verse 11. Hebrews 10, verse 11. And every priest standeth daily ministering and offering, oftentimes the same sacrifices, which can never take away sins. But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down on the right hand of God. Our great and majestic God, Jesus Christ the Lord, could not be held by death. The grave was no match for him. He laid down his life and he lifted it up again. He arose. He gives life. And what's he doing now? Look at verse 13. From henceforth, expecting till his enemies be made his footstool.
Yes, sir.
For by one offering, verse 14, for by one offering he hath perfected forever them that are sanctified.
Yes, sir.
Amen. He was made to be sin for us, that we would be made righteous in him. That's why it speaks of robes. Remnant, clothing, our righteousnesses is filthy rags. But if we belong to Him, if we are one of whom the Father hath given to the Son before the world was, well, then we wear His robes of righteousness. We are sanctified, set apart, made holy in Him. Because of His works, His sacrifice, His death, His calling, His life-giving power, we are made holy in Him. Glory be to the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 15. Whereof the Holy Ghost also is a witness to us. For after he had said before, this is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, saith the Lord, I will put my laws into their hearts, and in their minds will I write them, and their sins and iniquities will I remember no more.
Amen.
That's hard to imagine, isn't it?
Yes, sir. It's wonderful.
Wonderful news. I love to hear when the pastor starts to tell us, yes, sin is in us. But Christ, the Lord of righteousness, clothes us with his righteousness right now, today, this very moment. We are sons of God. Amen. Sons and daughters of God right now.
Yes, sir.
It's not something that's going to happen in the future. It's already done. It's finished. The work is complete. Oh, what a joy it is to have a high priest, one who has entered into the holiest of holies and makes intercession for us right now. Sitting on his throne, working all things out according to the will of his counsel, the counsel of his will. He has loved us from before time itself, so much so that he gave himself as our substitute. That being the fact that it is, how shall he not give us all things? Can anything separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord? That blesses me so much. That blesses me so much.
Me too.
If it wasn't for his love for me, I would fall away quickly. I would have never came. Glory be to the Son,
yes,
the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Pastor.